Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. John is the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, but he's been doing a lot of work lately, not so much on startup, but on helping entrepreneurs and corporate managers understand a little bit more about themselves, the skills that they have, the skills and the talents that they have, as well as the ones that they need to acquire in order to get better, in order to make sure that their skill sets are aligned with the way the company needs to go, right, John?
That's right. That's right.
And you've identified some things that transfer or not from the people you've identified, from the things you've identified for the corporate folks, that transfer or don't transfer to the small business sector. And I want you to talk to us about that. But first, I want you to tell the audience how they can find you and your book online.
The website is readyfounder.com. And just like it sounds, ReadyFounder. And if you go there, you'll see a book page. You can download a chapter from the book and some other tools. And that's probably the best stopping place.
Right. Check it out. So talk to us about some of these things that you've identified that transfer, that small business owners could benefit from this work that you've been doing, especially with the big companies.
Yeah, well, I've just been, I do work with both small and large companies, and what I often look for are the parallels. You know, in some ways, it's not that different a challenge. And as you and I have talked about before, business is business, and some of the universal principles apply whether you're running a one-person shop in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
A 1,000-person software company. So one of the key skills, I'll touch on a couple of these skills and qualities, and I'd like to talk to you on your impressions of them. One thing that I see as really key is just judgment, mm-hmm. sound judgment, mm-hmm. decision-making skill, and this ability to, when you're trying to put a business in place or run a big business, the ability to gather lots of facts or quality information before you make a decision, but also be decisive enough to move forward.
To know when to pull the trigger, that's what I call it. You got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know when to pull the trigger. You've got to, and this is the courage part, John.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know, and whether you're a CEO of a big company or a little company, you've got to know, okay, I've done everything I can do within the time that I have to do it in. I've turned over all the rocks. I've done as much as I can do. I've done as much research. I don't have enough. I wish I had more. But if this is going to happen, I've got to go with what I've got right now or not. I've got to say, okay, in the morning when I get up, I've got to say, okay, I'm going or I'm not going, because
That's right.
Tomorrow's the day I have to pull the trigger. You have to be able to do that.
That's right, and I guess the difference between a small business and somebody in the C-suite of a big corporation is the time horizon you're managing toward. Small business owners need to manage on the fly quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and make decisions on the fly, and you can't overanalyze or even sometimes much analyze every decision. And you try it, you monitor it. If it doesn't work well, you change direction or shift
right.
your direction. In the big corporation.
Well, the good news for small businesses is that you talk about trying it. We can bump up against these things and give them a shot, and see how they go. They do. We can micro monitor them to the point where if it doesn't look good, we can stop. We can. It's called failing early and often, right? Making lots of little decisions, and in doing that, your mistakes won't ever be too big.
And as long as you stay flexible.
Right. But the problem with too many small business owners, John, is they put off those decisions so long that when they actually finally have to make a decision, it either gets made for them by circumstances or they make one and it's a big decision and it either works or it doesn't work. So it's 50-50. And making more decisions, smaller decisions, early on, making lots of decisions, I think that's the key to success in small business.
Well, that's right. A business, really, running a business is just this never-ending stream of decisions. So if you think about, and there's good material out there on how to make a good call, how to make a good decision, and I encourage people to check that out.
Let's do one more. We got about a minute.
Well, I think a key one, In both big corporations or small businesses, inspiring trust, demonstrating that you can follow through on commitments. If you think about the businesses, and that's so key in a big corporation, because it's not actually all that common, to be honest. In a small business, think about the businesses in your community. Which ones do you trust more than others, and why?
As I've said many times before, John, trust, the concept of trust, is not only the right thing to have and to do, it's a best practice. Because, John, if I can trust you, I don't have to go shopping around for somebody else. It saves me time.
Now, trust leads to speed in terms of being able to get things done.
Yeah. Even if you think it might cost a little bit more, even if I think you may be a little higher, John, if I can trust you, that's worth a lot more than just the price of what you're selling. Hey, John, give us that website one more time, please.
It's readyfounder.com.
Thanks for being here. Good job today, John. We'll see you next
time.
Thank
you. Enjoyed it.
John Bradbury, folks. He'll be back another day. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.